Well, hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you're at in time and space. Welcome to this now moment. And so we come together here to practice the sacred art of meditation and of communion, not just with God, but with one another. So we really endeavor to realize the connection that always is and that never could not be. So will you join me, please, by getting yourself comfortable as we normally do in these meditations? And I share this especially if it's your first time listening or if you just like to kind of know what we're going to be doing. And these are never premeditated in the way of, I don't really know what's going to happen. I just sit and press record and see what wants to come through. So we'll be doing a little bit of talking, at least I will, and then we'll work our way towards a silent meditation. And some days we're in the silence longer and some days shorter. But it was interesting there when I said that these weren't premeditated, because that might not be true. They certainly weren't contrived or written before by me. But in that sacred space of meditation that I go to each day and probably you go to each day, there's an intelligence, a divine intuitive intelligence that is revealed. And so when you and I come together in this way, it is a divine appointment, even a sacred union. And we have prepared for this through our own practices individually. And so we come together now in the harmony of one accord to see what the Spirit has to say to the churches. And of course, the church is our individual consciousnesses. So in that way, these are absolutely premeditated. Kind of a funny little twist there. Okay, so get yourself comfortable and attentive. So we want to think of coming to a meditation as passively active, where we are certainly relaxed, but also poised. And we are poised to receive that divine message. Paramahansa Yogananda calls the spine and the brain the altars of God. And so we open up these altars. And we open up our spines, both physical, by literally trying to expand and extend the reach, and thereby making it subtle. And then the brain, we turn into a mind, and we open that mind that we might receive inspirations that are not available to our mere intellect. And so in that way, the brain, the physical part of our intellect, becomes the mind and the subtle part of our thought world. But then there's another thing, and that is the heart. And for me, the heart is an altar of God. And a lot of times on our altars, whether they are physical structures in our meditation space or attitudes within our very being, we adorn these altars with devotional gifts. Maybe you have a picture of Jesus or of some saint that you love, a seashell that you got during a very inspired walk along some beach, a gift that someone gave you that touched your heart, or 100 other things might be placed there on your altar, so that when you think about those things, it is from a place of great receiving and also offering. And don't we know that our altars are blessed beyond measure, a sacred space whereby to offer myself to the divine and to receive the divine unto myself. What a beautiful way to think about the altar of the heart, the altar of the brain, and the altar of the spine. So with this, haven't we found our affirmation for today? I open myself to the presence of spirit here on earth. I open myself to the divine revelation that wishes to come through me now. I expect to be changed at depth. I expect to receive inspiration that was not with me before this very moment. And I do this because I am an open channel and because of the devotion on my altar of God. All right. What beautiful thoughts to begin our time together. And now we get a little bit with our physical presence. And if you've already gone beyond that, you can just remain expanded. And if you'd like to join me now in a little bit of physical relaxation, please let your body go. And I mean that in the most beautiful, respectful way. Let the weight go. And sometimes when we let the weight go, we become very heavy into our seat, into the earth. So let that heaviness melt into the entirety of the physical creation. And now begin to see yourself as a spirit always rising up. And then look how the two dance together. Fully human, fully divine, fully here, and fully connected to eternity itself beyond time and space. This is the truth of you. This is the truth of me. And this is the truth of we. And we do together what we could never do alone. All right, so feeling the great polarity, we see the tension in the center as our very physical being, held to the earth and magnetically drawn into heaven, into the heart of God. And now notice this beautiful duality as the breath. Very keenly watch your breath, especially the pause between. Notice how different the inhale is from the exhale. And now I'd like you to consider something. Can your inhale and exhale be without the pause between? The breath can only exist because of the neutral state between the inhale and the exhale. And so it is with all of these things in the world of duality. The most blatant example that comes to mind is life and death itself. Without the sacred pause, they don't exist. And so it is with meditation and the physical body. Another way of saying that is immersion into the spiritual nature of reality and identification with the manifestation itself. Those two things seem different, but they're actually intimately interconnected. And they're only possible because of that little tiny pause between. So it is this space between that we actually go to. In ancient Chinese spirituality, this is known as Wei Wu Wei, which means something like doing, not doing, or practicing non-being. By now you should feel a deep relaxation in your physical body and a great openness through your heart-mind connection. And so we go to the spine. And we'll work today both with the physical spine and also the astral spine, or the subtle light body. Bring your awareness first to your spiritual eye, at the point between the eyebrows, the Christ Consciousness Center, and gaze here for a moment. And what that gaze feels like is a relaxed face, eyes are closed or mostly closed, but definitely not scrunched shut, soft eyelids. Soft face. And then gently lift your eyes behind those closed eyelids up to that point. And then keep an inward focus at this point for the whole rest of our time together. Being inwardly focused here at the point between the eyebrows. Simultaneously bring an awareness down your spine, all the way to your tailbone, and then just in front of your tailbone, at the very base of your torso, which is also the pelvic floor. Notice the connection between your pelvic floor and your spiritual eye. Ever so gently, physically engage this point at the pelvic floor. Bring your awareness again to the spiritual eye. Take an inhale breath. Hold your breath for a brief moment. 3, 2, 1. And then as you release your pelvic floor, also release your breath. And then just breathe normally. Inward focus again at that same point between the eyebrows. Simultaneously bring the energy down the spine again towards the same place, past the heart center, past the organs, until you come about to the small of the back. And then just in front of the spine, about in the center of your pelvis. And this would be kind of around the area of the genitals. Gently engage that center area, right in the center there, just in front of the spine. And you'll feel it muscularly just a little bit, but more subtle. There you go. All right, and then keep the engagement. Bring your awareness to the spiritual eye as you inhale the breath. And then hold the breath for just 3, 2, 1. Release the engagement in the breath. And then back to a normal breath. And what we are doing is we're offering up the lower energies, the ones that tend to come down and out, and we're actually offering them up on our altar to the divine. It's a very simple, very profound practice. All right, gaze at the spiritual eye. Keeping the focus, let the awareness go down the spine, past your throat, in your heart, and this time resting at the spine just about where your internal organs are, maybe just a little bit higher near the solar plexus. So right in the center of your belly, maybe just a little bit higher than your belly. All right, same thing here. Engage that area very gently, physically, but very keenly, spiritually. Now, inhale that up to your spiritual eye. Hold the breath, keeping the engagement. 3, 2, 1. And as you release, keep the focus at the spiritual eye. Return to a natural breath. We are giving great pause between each of these chakra energizations for the purpose of integration. Focus at the spiritual eye. Simultaneously, let the awareness now come down the spine again, past the throat, and this time resting right behind the heart, between the spine and the physical human heart, is the heart chakra. Engage this area the same way we've been engaging the others, slightly physically, profoundly subtly. Now, with the engagement, inhale this up to your spiritual eye, offering the heart to the mind. Holding the breath, seeing the beautiful show for just 3 more, 2, and 1, and then gently release the engagement and the breath. There is something with that point, isn't there? The connection of the heart-mind. All are important, and each are very different from the others. All right, not letting the gaze shift from that spiritual eye, the inward lifted gaze, ever looking for the divine. Simultaneously, let the energy now move down your spine, and this time resting right behind your throat there. And then in the center of your throat, just in front of your spine, inhale your breath. And engage that area, offer it up to the spiritual eye, holding for 3, 2, 1, releasing the engagement and the breath. Integrating. Let your breath all go. Take a long inhale through the nostrils, trying to use your diaphragm and pull in as much air as you can. Hold at the top, focus at the spiritual eye. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release. Relax for a moment, bringing the gaze again to that point if you have drifted away from it, spiritual eye. All right. So the throat chakra is the 5th chakra, and the 6th chakra has an interesting element to it. Well, really all the chakras do, but for this specific purpose, we want to notice both the negative and the positive poles of the 6th chakra, or the 3rd eye chakra, or the Christ Consciousness Center. All names for the same thing. The negative pole is at the very back of the neck, at the medulla oblongata, the very mouth of God. This is actually where the soul enters the body and spiritual energy enters the body. Connecting this negative pole to the positive pole at the point between the eyebrows, can you feel that energetic correlation there? Empty your lungs. And this time as you inhale, as if you're pulling energy in through the oblongata, holding at the spiritual eye positive pole, point between the eyebrows, and hold the breath for 10, 9, breathe if you need to, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and release. Now take an inhale breath, pulling the energy all the way up through this whole system we've just worked with. Hold it shortly at the point between the eyebrows. 3, 2, 1, and let it go. Now Now simply keep the spine lifted. Keep the gaze at the spiritual eye, opened and receptive to God's living spirit of truth. We meditate together in the silence, in complete immersion in the divine. You may feel called to meditate for longer in this silence. If so, without allowing it to break your concentration one bit, simply pause the recording continue meditating and come back when you are done. All right, now we begin to come back into our bodies a little bit more with awareness. That is to say, we start to feel our physical presence. We have been changed. This practice will radically change your presence. And if you continue to practice in this way on your own, really working with those energy centers within your body, not only will you feel much more physical energy, but you will over time become more and more attuned with this divine wisdom that we are always working with in our meditations together. Another thing that we have done here is that we have given the very best within ourselves and offered it up to the divine. And we have also received the very best that the divine is always offering to us, because we have opened and allowed ourselves to receive. It is such a beautiful thing. And so we realize together in this moment that we are fully human and fully divine, fully capable of realizing harmony with one another and with the spiritual presence that gives rise to all of life. What a blessing it is. For a moment with me, won't you focus inwardly at this union of spiritual and physical energy and notice within yourself what has opened up? What is flowing more freely? And what has been let go? What a beautiful thing it is. So I invite you now to even bring your hands to your heart, just cradling your own heart. This is the place where we can sometimes most effectively practice gratitude. And for me right now, gratitude is flowing so huge because I have had this experience, both with myself here right now and also with you, because I can hear you and feel you and I know that you are there. This is the great unity in God. And God is always listening, always ready to give us the very kingdom of heaven and the world itself, if we will open ourselves and allow. And so for this, God, we are so grateful. We are so grateful to be heard and to feel you and to be taken care of and to know that we are taken care of no matter external conditions or what my physical eyes think I see, or what is told to me in my physical ears. I know the truth beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are providence itself and you are always providing for us. And so with that, our hearts are full with love and gratitude and respect and reverence, not only for you and not only for ourselves, but for all of life and for this magnificent gift. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Om, peace, amen.